Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Interesting day for the Cowboys with the talk around Jerry Jones and Deion Sanders. We'll continue that conversation coming up in the Expressway at 5:20. How you doing over there, Brian?
If you could put one thing in a convenience machine, what would you put in there?
Probably sugar wafers from Keebler.
Man, I thought you were going to go with the donuts.
Yeah, I mean, sleeve. The donuts would just be bad for me.
Would they be hard to keep fresh?
Unlike the wafers.
You think they're... You think they'd keep fresh? It'd be hard to keep them fresh?
No, at least 3 or 4 weeks, you're good. They clog me up like nothing else. Those wafers will slide right through you. But those donuts, you know, if you get on a run with them, they'll settle in you like cement.
Yeah, I just had some trail mix and just highly disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're like...
Wishing you there was a Vegas pizza in there or something?
I couldn't bring myself fresh to like bring a bunch of Pop-Tarts in here and just start slamming them down. You know,
well, I think
the trail mix.
Not while you're on this weight loss journey that you've been.
Our vending machine could use some work. That's for sure.
I've got to say, we need an upgrade.
We do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody get up here and get some good, healthy snacks in here for us, Chief. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That'd be nice. That'd be good. No more red dyes in the vending machine. Move on over. Okay. Pizza. I have.
You're the only idiot that did that.
No, Walchuk, too.
Yep. I'm looking at both of you right now.
Vegas pizza? 3 a.m.?
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't eat that thing.
Well, I do have some
what
good
crazy. Oh wait, I'll tell you real quick. Lucky dog, you got to try one when we're in New Orleans off the street.
Oh,
the hot dog,
the lucky dog
from the cart.
Totally in
the lucky dog.
We'll make a confession video. We'll have our first lucky dog.
I'm not going to tell you how it all kind of comes together, but
the sweatiest dog you've ever seen.
I'm down for a good old lucky dog.
You have a lucky dog.
They got all the fixings. Got to throw some onions and mustard on there.
You could doll it up.
They put cream cheese on there.
Maybe a little jalapeno.
No cheese. I don't think you just.
Yeah, the culinary opportunities that are awaiting us in New Orleans. I'm itching, man.
You will completely botch that thing up. You will botch it up.
The dog?
No, just in general.
The entire experience?
Yeah, you'll be like, oh yeah, I went to so-and-so, and it will just like...
No, I've got some recommendations. We're going to get some good sandwiches, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this whole muffaletta thing.
I think I'm going to bring them tomorrow.
You're going to move in?
Well, because some people are alleging the muffaletta is actually supposed to be muffaletta. It's a New Orleans sandwich. I'm going to be on the prowl. And we're gonna get to the bottom of this thing.
I thought you had to go back to the 90s to get the real story on that.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. We might have to hop in the time machine this time around. I know Woolchuck will be down.
You talking muffs?
Yeah, or moofs. You know, that's the question.
It's muffaletta.
All right.
Muffaletta.
You think it's muffaletta, but you don't
muffaletta.
Know.
Muffaletta.
Muffaletta. Oh, see, now he's saying moof.
Muffaletta.
He's going moof muff. He's going back.
He's trying
and forth.
To, you're pulling a fast one on us.
I'll figure it out.
Well,
damn good sandwich. I know that.
I have some damn good opportunities for the unemployed. If you're looking, one of them is in the world of sports as well, which could be pretty dang exciting. And maybe you're not unemployed. Maybe you just want to do a little career switch. I mean, we've seen that this week with Liz Cambage going from the WNBA to OnlyFans, crushing it. And of course, our guy Bubba Thompson punting on baseball. And he's getting back on the gridiron, trying to spin it at South Alabama. So the opportunities are endless, and this could be a door that you might want to walk through. I got a couple of doors for you. The first door, we all knew about the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
Yes.
That's like...
Is that available to like chauffeur? Can you chauffeur that thing?
Yeah, I don't know what the availability of it is currently. What I didn't know is that Planters had the 26-foot Nutmobile. Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
Is this news to me?
Okay, thank you. I'm not the only one. I felt like this might have been a blind spot for me. We all know about the Wienermobile, but the Nutmobile is something that I was not familiar with until I saw the job posting on LinkedIn. And of course, thanks to Fox 4, I clicked on it.
This is real? There's a Nutmobile?
This is Planner's Nutmobile.
Is it the guy?
They're saying it's iconic.
Oh, like the Planner's Nut. I think I have seen this mobile before.
Okay.
But I didn't know it was called the Nutmobile.
Well, what else would it be? Well, Chuck, it's a nut, dude. It's a 26 Planner's Mobile.
It's a peanut mobile.
Yeah, but that's a nut. It's in the nut family.
It's literally called.
You gotta watch Eric what he's doing over there.
Okay, do me a favor and just read the Fox 4
Planner's
headline.
Offers 45K and benefits to drive the iconic.
It's nut in big old nut mobile.
Yeah, does that say peanut mobile to you, Dawson?
No, that says nut mobile. I think it's manufactured by the same people as the Wienermobile.
It probably is.
Doesn't look
nearly.
They
did some damn good work with the
Wiener. I thought it might have been the actual, like the mascot, the logo. That's where I thought it was going to be.
I was thinking as well.
No, this is a full-on
peanut.
Yeah, that's a no on that.
You wouldn't drive the Nutmobile for 45K a year, 401K, and health benefits, and travel stipends, and just the general glory
of being the guy that Oscar Mayer
commands the Nutmobile?
You drive that thing, people are like, what the hell?
Do I have to take it anywhere special? Am I on somebody else's schedule, or can I just pull that thing in here to 75 and fits you?
I'd like to think that from time to time, you can have your own off-the-clock use of the Nutmobile.
Go ahead and take it over to, like...
It's like Rowdy. Rowdy was taking the Rowdy van or whatever.
Park next to the Rowdy van at the club.
Yeah, you'll get some you time in the vehicle.
Who makes more between the Nutmobile and the Wienermobile?
The Nutmobile makes more than the Wienermobile. I've already done my research on this.
No.
By about 10K.
10K?
By about 10K.
We're playing 35K for the Wienermobile?
That's right.
Unbelievable.
In this climate, are you kidding me? In this economy?
That's unreal.
That's why Trajan Wolf is here for you, folks.
You know what? You get recognized more in that. You might make a little less, but people like appreciate you a little more than...
You think people are more excited to see the Wienermobile than the Nutmobile?
Yes, they are.
You think it's more prestigious to be driving the Wienermobile than the...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Absolutely.
The Wienermobile is way more... Aesthetically,
yeah, there you go.
That's aesthetically pleasing.
That's better than just leaving out the S entirely.
Yeah, they're having to pay you more to drive the Nutmobile. They're having to.
Okay,
it just doesn't look as good.
But that's I'm still just you can make more just driving a school bus around yearly.
Well, that's no fun.
Well,
I'm sorry to the school bus folks.
You can make more money doing that. They're really underpaying the Nut and the Wiener.
If you want to join the Peanutter squad, candidates need a college degree, preferably in communications. Well, Chuck, you qualify, marketing or public relations. And of course, a valid driver's license. So Broadus would be out. But the rest of us, I think, are in the running for this. Planners is accepting applications through February 14th.
Where do we have to apply? Let's apply to see if any of us make it.
Nutmobile.com.
Let's see. Let's just all apply and see if they accept
it. I think that site's blocked in Texas now.
Okay. It's one of the most prestigious squads you can work for, the Peanutter squad.
That's not true.
Despite Broadus just trying to knock the shine off this great opportunity, Tolos, I'm just letting you know there could be something special.
They have to pay the extra 10 grand just because you look like an idiot driving that thing around.
Oh, Gavin, hey, who would you sacrifice in an elevator? Between us.
Oh, that's a good... Oh, we forgot. I forgot to bring that up.
I thought you were going
to
bring this up. It just popped in my head. I don't know why, because we're talking wieners and nuts, but yeah. All of a sudden that elevator...
Yeah, we were the cargo elevator, and we were thinking the thing was going to maybe crash.
It was rattling. I've been in that situation before. Very unsettling.
Sometimes it'll drop a floor or two unexpectedly. You can feel yourself kind of levitate. Mm-hmm. I've been stuck in that twice, mm-hmm. Okay, for an extended period of time. I'd sacrifice Brian. He's already got 1 foot out the door anyway.
Yeah.
And he's always talking about the lake house
and his other foot.
You guys got young children you need to take
care
of.
So we were thinking that you had to push somebody on the ground to sacrifice.
Well, initially,
and then everybody,
I was thinking that you were just looking at the numbers of the floors and you were timing it right before one, you jump. That was my theory.
They tell
but Broad has said that from his experience, you actually have to lay horizontally.
Lay flat.
But there's not much, real estate
so you don't
in
break
there.
Bones.
If it's me, Walchuk, and Broad in there, it's like, now we're going to have to stack each other. And Walchuk called bottom.
Of course he did.
I just I'm a man of the team here.
And I appreciate you for that, Walter.
I appreciate you sacrificing me because I think you made the right call.
You got the most surface area as well. We could lay on top of you and probably all be,
true.
Oh, there you go.
Four of us would make it. Probably not you. You'd probably be pulled.
Yeah, Walchuk be
well, that's what I'm saying.
There.
Like the videos say, like lay Richardson. Flat.
guys.
Don't jump.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah,
and I'm ready for it.
Because you break backs, knees, ankles. You don't want to jump. Lay flat.
Then you want to increase the surface
area. Protect your head. Protect your head and neck area. If you have a backpack, lay that, and then boom, hit it.
I mean, you're probably looking at cap in my backpack. You're probably looking at 3 seconds of time to react to most.
Well, you got
to
know what you're doing, though. You don't jump. That's stupid.
Well, I was going to say that's why I just get on the elevator and lay down. I don't know if you guys
would
notice
jump
that.
Chief would jump. And his back would be even worse.
You're right.
31 years old.
That would go spinal on me real quick. Okay, well, we don't have too much time here, but there is another job opportunity. If you want to get in the world of sport, you go to Italy and you could take over as the lead falconer for Team Lazio, the soccer team, because their falconer did the thing where he got a Schwanz enhancement surgery and felt like it was supposed to be broadcasted via social media to show everyone his new mojo. So
the falcon or the handler?
That's a great question. And for clarification's sake, it was indeed the Falcon.
Okay.
Just kidding. It was the actual Falcon.
Damn, I was going to say
this is like
that
a 56-year-old guy, not necessarily in great shape, and he had some confidence issues. I think he was dealing micro-level stuff, and so he went ahead, enhanced that bad boy, was very proud of it, took to social media, and of course the team was not having it. So they decided that they wanted to distance themselves. They said we in the historic symbol of the eagle can no longer be associated with a person who, with his behavior, has made the continuation of any relationship impossible. So they've let him go. Now this dude's talking like he has no regrets. He says, I've never regretted anything, let alone doing something that was a medical procedure. For me, nudity is normal.
Is he going
grew up in
porn?
An open-minded family of naturists, he says. I don't understand what's pornographic about the photo.
How good a work did they do on him? I mean, what are we talking here?
See, I didn't get any actual visual evidence. I was going to leave that research to Walchuk.
He needs to drive the Wienermobile.
You're like a dog with a bone with
that
thing.
Nobody knows the way around a good wiener more than you.
So I don't know if you could actually find those particular videos, but those enhancement surgeries have come so far over the last decade or so.
Yeah, I stay right on top of that development.
You can barely even tell.
Did Zero ever get that procedure done?
Yeah, he's thinking about it. He's saving up. We got that Bally money. So.
We got 3 hours down and 2 to go here in the G-Bag
Nation. Job would you prefer? Be the Falconer, replacing the guy, big shoes to fill, or be driving the Nutmobile?
No, I'm going nuts.
I'll go Falconer. That's a really cool job, especially after seeing the latest Planet of the Apes. You guys see that one with the hawks?
Oh, we're training and stuff.
That was legendary. That made it look super cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to put my arm out there and he'll land on it and be careful to not scratch me at the same time. That'd be a pretty killer skill.
Whatever you do, if you're applying for the Falconer gig, just don't be as cocky as the last guy.
There you go. Thank you, Chief.
Have some humility, folks.
Okay, some expressway coming up at 5:20. We'll go commercial free to the top LA Live's about 45 minutes away for you. What are we doing next, Eric?
Football's finest featuring
Football's finest.
A real legitimate Mike McCarthy update next.